This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it here. It's 6 past on the 6th of December, 2018. Good to have you here. We'll talk more about the funeral of 41 here a little bit later. But I want to look at some other things that are in the news today because 41 has swallowed up the news cycle for the most part of the last several days since it was announced that he died late on Friday. George Herbert Walker Bush. It was a tremendous service. Tremendous service. And I have some listeners say, well, you know, you didn't point out that he came from a life of privilege, and so what? He came from a good background, had a good education, went to Yale. Had his family set him up in business, getting off to a pretty good start, and so what? Isn't that what parents are supposed to do for their kids? You know, if I want to help my kid out and get my kid on a good, you know, path, I get him to the best school I can. When I pass, if they inherit my money so that they can get a good foundation for their life, so be it. Why would anybody criticize that? I think it's important. At any rate, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. A new study from the United Nations and a new report from the climate chief there says the solution to urgent climate threats is we require, this is a quote, we require deep transformations of our economies and societies. We need to change the world because of climate change. Climate change is not destroying the world. Climate change is destroying Western civilization. And maybe that's the goal. Maybe the goal is to destroy Western civilization. Climate change impacts have never been worse, so says Patricia Espinoza. He told that to journalists after a negotiating session at the UN on Sunday of this past weekend. Failure to act will be catastrophic. The impacts of climate change are increasingly hard to ignore, said the statement, a copy of which was obtained by AFP and others. We require deep transformations of our economies and societies. The impacts of climate change are increasingly hard to ignore, and we require that we make these changes now. The impacts of climate change, like she said, hard to ignore, and at the COP24 climate talks, nations must agree to a rulebook palatable to all 183 states that ratify the Paris deal. This is far from a given, of course, because even now the dust is still settling from Donald Trump's decision to ditch the Paris Accord, and we see what's happening in Paris itself now, burning in the streets. There's people there saying, we're not paying higher taxes for fuel. We're not getting taxed again for your pursuit of climate change initiatives and so forth. The U.S. has reiterated its decision to withdraw from the landmark accord several times. U.N. negotiations had a chaotic start. The opening session delayed by nearly 3 hours by a series of last-ditch submissions from countries. Even solid progress in the Paris goals may not be enough to prevent runaway global warming, as a series of major climate reports have outlined, they say. And failure to act will be catastrophic. It's all of this chicken little mentality. It's all this chicken little mentality. And really, you look at this and you say, okay. So what they're telling you is that the United States has to change drastically. Canada has to change drastically. The UK, France, Germany, South Korea. Pick your country that's doing well and that's doing well in technology, in advancement, in economies, all except China, of course, and India. They get a pass. China's still treated as a third world nation under all of these United Nations accords. So they get to game the system. The Chinese get to game the system where the United States is handicapped and manufacturers here are handicapped with extra taxes and burdens and regulations that companies and government in China do not have to deal with. It's not a fair approach to anything. There needs to be a global solution, all right. But what the left is really suggesting is global governance. That's really what they're angling toward. More and more rules that entangle the United States and all other sovereign nations and require them to follow the protocols of the United Nations and Paris and all these other deals that come along. Here's what they say. We need a global solution. We need global governance. We need wealth redistribution. We need sovereignty-threatening treaties or some kind of economic activity limiting. You see, they went from what I was told in my weekly reader when I was in elementary school that we were going to have a coming ice age. When that didn't pan out, they took us to global warming. And when that didn't pan out the way they had, really the way they had hoped, then it was called climate change, which is really weather. Now, has the climate changed? Yes, it has. Over the last 10,000 years, the Ice Age ended, the Great Lakes came. You know all of these things. And I appreciate the Great Lakes, by the way, so I'm really thrilled, by the way, that we had climate change to give me the Great Lakes, to give me the places I love in northern Michigan and so forth, and the Mississippi River, and all the lakes across Minnesota and Canada. I love those places. So thank God for climate change that we have those things. It created great farming and great soil and great water supplies for all of us in North America. An incredible transformation of a continent that was frozen in ice for tens of thousands of years. Thankfully, climate change came along and broke that cycle. And they didn't do it with SUVs and pickup trucks. No, they did it with gradually warming ocean currents and changes in the sun's energy output and the jet stream and all of those things. What these people are talking about is eco-socialism, using Mother Nature to bludgeon those who don't agree into submission. And by the way, if you go do a little bit of research, you'll find that Karl Marx used Mother Earth as a tenet in his socialist teachings as well. So it's nothing new to try to bludgeon you with these ideas. Now, should we take care of the environment? Of course we should. We need clean water and clean air. But a lot more pressing to us today are the problems with PFAS and PFOAs and PFCs. These contaminations in our water supply are much more acute in their presentation of the problems that we face as people. Those are much more pressing, I can tell you that. At any rate, the United Nations and others wanting to change you completely. And once again, the problem is the United States. The problem is capitalism. That's the real takeaway. That's what they want to tell you. Part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show, 14 after on this Thursday. Still to come today, Congressman Tim Walberg. We'll be right back.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. Great Lakes JC.